It's 5:04. I'm Jill Sheridan for WFYI News. A misstep in procedure kept an officer shooter on the streets. The Indiana Department of Corrections did not follow all the necessary steps while monitoring Thomas Hardy's parole. Hardy was on parole when he was arrested last year on theft charges. A parole officer should have checked up on him, and he should have been jailed pending a review. But Hardy is the man police say shot Officer David Moore in the head Sunday morning. The state's top educator says he believes Indiana has started a trend toward doing more with less in classrooms. But legislators say Tony Bennett's numbers may not tell the whole story. During a meeting today, Bennett said that even though public school funding declined over the last 2 years, the percentage of Indiana's children passing the I-STEP exam showed an increase.
We saw a phenomenon where school corporations were saying, how do we drive more of our money into the things that matter? And so we believe that first, high expectations cost nothing. And we see that if we build our educational program around high expectations, you are, in essence, driving those two lines to each other.
Indianapolis State Representative Cherish Pryor wonders if Bennett's information may be skewed because it shows only state funding and doesn't take into account local dollars. A professor at the University of Indianapolis says President Barack Obama's State of the Union address Tuesday night will be a defining moment of his presidency. Associate Professor Ted Frantz says after a drop in popularity, former President Bill Clinton shifted his policies to the center, and Frantz expects Obama will do the same. Frantz says Obama has surrounded himself with many former Clinton officials. Hear the State of the Union address tomorrow night at 9 p.m. on 90.1 FM or watch it on WFYI 1 television. I'm Jill Sheridan for WFYI News.